just what I want to be.
And more 105.7 CFW. Mike McKay here. Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. Just getting your day started. We're going to see how things are going to go shake out for us weather-wise today. Depending on how warm and if we get some sunshine today and it heats things up, we could get some severe weather this afternoon. We'll see. You keep it here. We'll let you know what's up. It's the 21st of May. Today is National Wait Staff Day today. So to all the wait staff out there, that's a tough job. A big old salute to you. Thank you for keeping my beverage full.
Say can come alive.
CFW.
Five seven CFW McKay in the morning along with you. All right, out on Facebook. Hopefully you're following CFW's Facebook page. If not yet, make sure you look it up. 1057 CFW. You know the drill. Click that like button. Make sure you're following along. Same with my Mike McKay page. This morning I found a TikToker who has gone viral with her choice of beverage. It's a Dr. Pepper with a pickle, like pickle slices in it. That's how she likes to drink her Dr. Pepper. So the question this morning is, do you like to put anything unique in your sodas? All right, 1057CFW's Facebook page, my Mike McKay Facebook page. Let me know. Feel free to share this morning, all right? I want to hear from you. Here's the Dream Academy now. Happy Tuesday.
The Salvation Army band played, and the children drank lemonade, and the morning lasted all day. And through an open window came, like Sinatra in a younger day, pushing the town away. Oh. Hey, mama, mama, hey, mama, mama, hey, life in a northern town. Hey, mama. He said in winter 1963, it felt like the world would freeze with John F. Kennedy and the Beatles.
Fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Lake Wissota. This is 105.7 CFW.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? Old junk is still rock and roll to me.
touch. Well, should I try to be a straight A student? If you are, then you think too much. Don't you know about the new fashion, honey? All you need are looks and a whole lot of money. It's the next phase, new wave, dance craze. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Everybody's talking about the new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
Mike McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW. Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
Naked Eyes, Promises, Promises, Mike McKay along with you. All right, a city in Texas, Kyle, Texas, to be exact, tried to set a Guinness World Record. What was it, and were they successful? I will tell you what it was, what they attempted to do, and whether or not they made it in 8 minutes. Right here on 105.7 CFW. 1057 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you. All right, Kyle, Texas is where this took place. 706 people named Kyle turned out for the annual gathering of the Kyles in Kyle, Texas this past weekend. But it was, sad to say, wasn't enough to break a Guinness World Record. Despite their efforts to publicize the event, there were a lot fewer Kyles than there were last year. Yeah, last year the event rounded up to about 1,490 Kyles. The record, by the way, for a gathering of the most people with the same name is held by Bosnia, with 2,325 people named Ivan that got together in 2017. So they were way, way off the mark. But now, in their defense, in Bosnia, isn't like every other person named Ivan? I mean, that's a like really common name. That's like John or Mike or Ivan. So, should we try that around here? We'd need to have 2,326 people, all with the same first name. What name would we pick out? What do you think would work best?
You consider me the young apprentice, caught between the silver and courageous, hypnotized by you if I should linger, staring at the ring around your finger.
rebooting your radio with the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW. Times have you been at work listening to some local radio station and you nod off? Could be dangerous. Could even get you fired.
Wait, what happened?
Well, have we got the solution for you? We designed 105.7 CFW so you can listen to it all day long. This is the Valley's fun music, and that means no falling asleep. Wake up. Toss that other station on the finished pile and plan to spend your work day with us instead. 105.7 CFW.
Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that you've got to see. The biggest selection for miles around, two jam-packed floors of quality. At Economy, you don't have to wait for a sale. It can be yours immediately.
Everyday low prices on the best brand names, and we finance it interest-free.
Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950.
Economy Furniture's for me.
Accurate Automotive of Eau Claire knows you know how to maintain your vehicle, and they are here to help you protect your investment. Proudly female-owned, Accurate Automotive of Eau Claire provides complete engine diagnostics, suspension, tires, batteries, oil changes, and more. Accurate Automotive of Eau Claire wants to extend special opportunities for 105.7 CFW listeners. Get a free tire rotation with the purchase of an oil change by calling 715-895-8451 today.
Spring is here, and S. Johnson Lawn Service is searching for a spray technician. Applicants must have a valid driver's license and a willingness to train. Wage will be based off experience. S. Johnson Lawn Service provides designated work trucks while on the job, as there are many exciting projects from retaining walls to whole remodels all throughout Wisconsin. Call 715-305-4729 today or apply online at Indeed.com and search S. Johnson Lawn Service, located at 1201 South Oak Avenue in Marshfield.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip today about how to get more entertainment for free. I'm going to tell you about a magical place called the library. Seriously, if you have not been to your public library recently, check it out. They have way more than just books these days. They have a ton of movies that you can borrow, and sometimes you can even stream them. Like when my kiddo was younger, we would borrow from the library instead of rent for our Friday night movie night. And then we had a little bit of money left over that we could use for something special. And if your library has an online app, that can be game-changing. I get to read all the magazines for free that I used to pay for at the grocery store. All of the celebrity gossip, none of the guilt. Okay, some of the guilt. And they've also got audiobooks, which really help me get through doing stuff like laundry or, you know, other chores. For more on how to spend less and save more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Opening arguments began in a long unsolved Polk County murder trial on Monday. Earlier this year, authorities arrested Mary Jo Bailey of Arizona for the 1985 murder of Yvonne Menke outside of her apartment in St. Croix Falls. The criminal complaint alleges that Menke and Bailey were both dating the same man at the same time, and one of Menke's daughters took the witness stand after the opening arguments. Bailey's attorney argued that there was no DNA evidence to link her 81-year-old client to the crime. The Regency Inn and Suites on South Hastings Way in Eau Claire has officially been sold. According to a WEAU report, the new owners of the property are planning to remodel the building and open another hotel, but won't be able to do so until the site is rezoned to be a commercial property. An amendment to the city zoning ordinance will be presented to the Planning Commission on June 10th. Officials have not confirmed when remodeling work could begin or how long it will take the new hotel to officially open.
And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and some could be severe later this afternoon into this evening. Hail, damaging straight-line wind gusts, even tornadoes will be possible, along with the potential for some heavy rainfall amounts of 1 to 2 or more inches. 73 will be our high. Be weather aware today. These storms could develop quickly. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now it's 64.
CFW.
That's Billy Ocean, the K in the Morning, along with you from the files of And Now You Know. According to a survey by Britain's One Poll, it takes the average person six times, or six tries, I guess I should say, to do this. The average person will try this six times before they get it right. And what is it? To get a selfie that they're happy with. You mean to tell me all these pictures on Facebook aren't the first shot? Come on now. Don't make me lose my faith in humanity.
I have a picture pinned to my wall. An image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all. Look at our life now, all tattered and torn. And we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn.
Seven CFW.
In black, I hit the sand. I bet you know I'm glad to be in.
Eau Claire Mornings with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
Seems like just yesterday you were a part of me. I used to stand so tall, I used to be so strong. Your arms around me tight, everything felt so right.